KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Itakwini Municipality says it's prioritising improvements to water supply in Verulam and other areas hit by recurring outages, adding it's been transparent about its efforts. Some residents in Verulam have voiced their frustration over the supply problems there. Roshan Lil-Ruthan from the Local Water Crisis Committee says it's been dragging on for nearly 2 years.
This community has been ravaged with constant water supply challenges. There were times when it was intermittent, also times when it's been long period of not having any water whatsoever. Recently, that area has been again plagued with no water, probably about 4 consecutive days.
Well, the city says all 3 reservoirs have sufficient supply except the tower, where storage depletes quickly due to high demand. It says it's held several meetings with the community of Verulam, adding it's the only area in Itakwini with ongoing weekly war room updates. It's also explained that systems often take time to stabilize. Environmental group The Green Connection has urged the government to prioritise economic growth in the sector with the critical focus on ocean-related activities. Today is Environment and Oceans Day. The strategic lead at Green Connection, Liz McDade, says it's important to safeguard the future of people whose livelihoods depend on the ocean.
We have over 3,000 kilometers of coastline in South Africa with thousands of families that depend on it for their livelihoods. We need to protect that ocean to ensure their livelihoods into the future. South African government needs to uphold the constitution to ensure that our heritage and our environment is protected for future generations.
The city of Tshwane has confirmed the arrest of its former accountant Tinker Abbott, who has been on the run after allegedly transferring about 11 million rand into fraudulent municipal accounts. Abbott, who's also a former director at the Metro, appeared in the Pretoria Magistrates Court yesterday. She was granted bail of 50,000 rand with strict conditions. City spokesperson Lindela Mashego.
The investigation remains active and will now focus on uncovering any potential collusion. The city's revenue management division is currently reviewing the affected accounts to ensure full compliance with credit management policies.
And it's understood police investigating Madeleine McCann's disappearance expect to complete their latest searches in Portugal today. Teams have spent 3 days scouring crumbling buildings around Praia da Luz. It's where the British 3-year-old disappeared during a family holiday 18 years ago. Sky's Dan Whitehead is there.
We've just been witnessing a yellow digger excavating a old farm building and clearing shrubland. There is a van approaching it now. We have had a fire engine and a fire vehicle. So that appears to be the hive of activity at the moment.
The top story, Itakwini Municipality says it's prioritising improvements to water supply in Verulam and other areas hit by recurring outages, adding it's been transparent about its efforts. Go to ecr.co.za for more news. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.